Alright, if you guys are ready, then let's get started. Alright, so the first kind of learner are the visual learners. So these are the kind of learners that work best when they see the information in front of them. So you might find that you tend to remember information better that's written down on the board or different diagrams and charts that you can look over as opposed to things that you hear or write out yourself. So there are quite a few different strategies that you can use if you're a visual learner, and I'm going to go through a couple of them today. So the first thing that you can do is create mind maps. This is something that I love to do and I find it really helpful because it helps to organize all of the information and just make it a lot more clear when I see it all set out in front of me. Another idea would be to make flashcards and have your definition on one side and then have an illustration on the other side. So again, you're creating a lot more meaning to the information as opposed to just words that you've written out. You're actually adding some more color and vibrancy and images just to help it all consolidate in your memory a little bit better. Another thing that I love to do as a visual learner myself is actually to access some really useful short clips on YouTube because it's really, really helpful to actually see the information in little bursts as opposed to reading through a textbook. And the other great thing about YouTube is I actually find that there are some great channels that have different cute little illustrations that explain the information really well. So yeah, if you're trying to learn something for perhaps psychology or maths, honestly, you could access any single topic that you're learning on YouTube. It's just insane. I could get lost on the internet, guys. But yeah, definitely I would be recommending accessing some short clips. And then another oldie but a goodie is to color coordinate your notes. So if you're learning different subtopics for a particular subject, then it's really important that you can color coordinate each subtopic and give it a different color so that it can be easier for your mind to differentiate between all of that information. Okay, now you have your auditory learners, so listen up, guys. So your auditory learners are those that tend to remember information best when it's heard as opposed to when it's read. So I've got a couple different strategies for my auditory learners out there. So first of all, if you're going to class and you're able to record your lectures or record what your lecturer and teacher are saying, then it's really useful because you can play that back to yourself later on when you're trying to consolidate all that information into your memory and revise for your exams. Another thing would be if you're completing an assignment, instead of just reading over it to proofread your work, actually record yourself saying it out loud, and then you can understand whether the information flows logically and clearly and that you've written as concisely as you possibly could. Another great idea for my auditory learners would be to create different songs or rhymes to help you remember the different information. So I actually created a little rhyme about the cells of the body quite a few episodes back on my channel. I think it was one of my first episodes, and I think I'm going to include that in the description box if you want to check it out as well. But I found that really helpful because it just adds another layer of meaning. And I find that whilst I am a visual learner, sometimes I do find that auditory techniques work really well for me as well. It just depends on the kind of information I'm trying to learn. And then one more strategy for auditory learners is to attend group study sessions and also get involved in class discussions, because this way you're going to be able to verbalize all of the information, you're going to hear your peers also discuss that information, and it's going to sink in a lot more. Okay, so now we're up to the kinesthetic learners. So these are your hands-on learners, and these are the kind of people that tend to remember things when it's actually involving movement or different sensations such as touching. A couple of different strategies for you guys would be, firstly, to try and create a 3D model of something. So I actually had a friend of mine when I was studying about the different regions of the brain in psychology, and he was definitely a kinesthetic learner because he made a 3D model of the brain, and let me just say, guys, he absolutely aced that test because he knew exactly how to study. He knew how his brain worked, which is really funny because he was learning about the brain. But anyway, yeah, try and make a 3D model to make it really interesting. Make a diorama, depends what you're learning. And then another strategy for my kinesthetic learners would be to attend field trips wherever you possibly can. So if you're learning about different animals, go to the zoo. If your school isn't taking you to the zoo, go with your family or friends and make it a really fun day trip because it's going to put all that information into perspective. Or for example, if you're learning about chemistry, then make sure that you're getting into the lab and that you're doing experiments or that you're able to actually see what it is that your teacher is talking about. It's all going to put the information into perspective, you're going to remember it a lot better, and it's going to be much more fun. Last kind of learner, guys, now we are up to the read and write learners. So these are your learners that remember information best when they've actually read the information or written it out numerous times. So I have a couple of strategies for you guys as well. The first strategy would be obviously to rewrite all of your notes over and over again until that information is in your mind and consolidated into your long-term memory. So So when I'm trying to actually learn an essay, I will tend to write out each paragraph about 3 to 5 times, and I'll find that that really helps me to remember that information. Another idea for my read and write learners is to turn all of your diagrams and charts into words. So definitely include your diagrams and charts in your work, but then underneath have a detailed description of what they actually mean. So again, it's really good to use a couple of different strategies here, as you can see, because your diagrams and charts work really good for your visual learners and also your kinesthetic learners, because you'd be drawing them out by hand. But then having a detailed description or definition or even examples would really be beneficial for my read and write learners out there. And then another really useful strategy that I recommend using is to ask your lecturers and teachers wherever possible for all the hands.